Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And I have to tell you, we're in a tumultuous time. And if you think we're in a tumultuous time, wait until you see what we're going to show you about China. It's absolutely phenomenal what's going on there. But right now, let's focus on the United States. Yesterday, we reported on the LA police chief's inappropriate and illegal comments when he said, first of all, we're not going to assist federal government when they come in with ICE, the National Guard, anybody else, and we may use the police against them, is what he implied. That is illegal, and he should be immediately arrested because those are terroristic threats. I could not believe the words that came out of his mouth, and we showed that yesterday. Well, Trump has now responded, and we're going to talk about that response after we let you know that we're brought to you by Magic Dicol. You recognize, if you follow me, you recognize this product right here, the Nanosoma Spray. Five sprays once a day gets your immune system to an incredible level. But if you're in crisis, five sprays every hour in the hour because it's organic, it's all natural, can't harm you. And this is what I did when I had strep lung linings with RSV last year and couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. And within 2 weeks, I was up that flight of stairs, and then I was on my way after I was told, Dave, you're going to go downhill. Those lung linings aren't coming back. You're going to take oxygen. It was terrible. Prognosis was awful. But I came back because of this product. But as I was in the gym, working my way back, the old familiar joint pains like the bone on bone in my right knee came in. And Scotty Sachs says, Dave, use this product. Rubbed it on my knee, and over about a 3 month period, gradually got better, better, better. Today, nothing. I did the farmer's walk last night for an extended time. I did about 5,000 steps with the farmer's walk with a pretty heavy weight in each arm, 50 pounds in each arm. And I got to tell you, I feel it today in my rear and in my quads, but I do not feel it in my knees. And my knees used to go like this, just blow up. And then there's the vanity cream. I'm using it on this really bad cut. I should have had stitches, no question about it. But it's starting to close with this. I'm going to keep this covered for a couple of more weeks to prevent infection. But I'm going to get through this without stitches. Together, this is the three-pack, and it's 15% off. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to us on audio, you're going to have to listen to my description here, because I'm going to bring to you something here just real quickly on a visual that for some of you all have to describe. And this is from local LA media. And there's a truck here that arrived this morning, and they're armed largely with non-lethal weapons. Thank goodness. Let's hope the other side keeps it that way. And these people are here to keep the peace, to protect the ICE agents. So that was in question yesterday. And given the threats from the LA police chief, they're necessary. And so you see these guys disembarking, but you notice the clip there. Trump said the Marines could be called in. This is National Guard now. But Trump said, if it continues, we're going to call in the Marines. And I'm glad to see him do that. Here's the bottom line. And I'm going to break this down for you from a legal perspective. Anyone that comes into the country is subject to deportation without a hearing. It's a crime, prima facie, and the prescribed punishment is deportation. It's in statute, okay? Article 4, Section 4 as well. Now, I'm not in favor of that. I'm not in favor of randomly grabbing people off the streets who are posing no threat. I am very much in favor of seeking out people with dangerous criminal histories or currently accused of a crime, serious crime. I don't mean shoplifting or jaywalking. I'm talking murder, rape, aggravated assault, carjacking, those kinds of crimes. Those people got to go. Or we'll put them in jail. I mean, I think that's the solution. If you don't want to deport them, build a big outdoor tent city style organization that we had here in Phoenix under Joe Arpaio and put them there and then prosecute them one at a time. And that could take a little while. But we can't have dangerous people roaming the streets. But I'll tell you the overriding reason why Trump is doing this. We have actionable intel. And this is no secret. This has been reported on all levels of media that this summer could be a long, hot summer and we could see coordinated terrorist attacks. Some could be initiated by Iran, and they have made the threat verbally. And that's been covered on major media. Well, major, they get fewer viewers than we do, but you know what I'm saying? The former mainstream media. Now, let me explain something about these Iranian terrorists. They have been trained with Hezbollah, Hamas, and also the Sinaloas, particularly the Al Chapitos, the CJNG. They've been trained together. We have covered this now for, gosh, since 2013. And I had a really good DEA source back in that time who had relatives in Phoenix. He'd come to Phoenix, we'd get together, and he'd give me the latest intel with our cell phones in the car. And he just says, Dave, I need you to report on this stuff because it's scary. And we're not taking care of the border. And this was in the Obama years. We have a very serious domestic terror threat in this country. Your life is at risk. My life is at risk. We don't know what direction this is going to take. And I guarantee you, this is the motivation for what Trump is doing. The Democrats are resisting because they're thinking with the huge influx of immigrants, and they're getting many of them are getting Social Security cards, a driver's license, they register to vote. The Democrats feel they can build up their voting bloc, and they've as much said so. They're entitled to the same privileges as everybody else. Okay, that's their argument. And that means voting, and this is a political battle for the Democrats because they know they can't win in the existing voter base that's in America now. We see a record number of Hispanics going conservative and voting Republican. And that's not surprising because the fastest growing entrepreneurial class, and congratulations, are Hispanic Americans that are starting their own businesses and they're doing really well. And they're on the upsurge and they support Trump because he's pro-business and he's pro-small business. And then we're seeing, what was it in the last election? 40% of Black Americans voted for Donald Trump. The Democrats are in a panic mode over this. So these are the political motivations that are going on. People are going to gravitate towards who's going to put food on their table. And fortunately, Trump, I think, is doing it in a fairly positive way. Hitler did it, but we know what happened there, right? And my family ended up on my dad's side, had to escape that nonsense. So Trump, I think, is on an important mission to keep America as safe as possible. I'll tell you honestly, what I don't like seeing is if I'm a non-criminal, other than the fact I came into the country illegally and I'm showing up for my asylum hearing, I don't like it that they're canceling the case and arresting the guy. Now, I know why they're doing it. I know, because many leftist judges will say, oh, yeah, some guy looked at you cross-eyed, you get asylum. And they don't want to allow that to happen. But I'm saying pick your people who are the most dangerous. And this, what I'm talking about here is when you deport nonviolent people, even though technically under the law it's legal to do so, you're giving ammunition literally and figuratively to the other side. And they start claiming human rights abuses, dictatorship, concentration camps are next, and all the nonsense you hear. He's a Nazi, that guy's a, okay, you get the idea. I think we need to be more selective and protective. And this is not about deporting anyone from any one country. Although later today, I'll make a point. I make an exception to that with the Chinese. And I'm not talking about people of Chinese extraction that have lived here peacefully for decades. I'm talking about the recent influx of 300,000 students to our universities, and they're giving commencement speeches that tell you who they side with. That's dangerous. That's very dangerous. And these people are here on privilege. We owe them nothing. We owe them nothing but human treatment. Now, let's go back to where we're at. I said yesterday that the comments by the LA police chief were akin to starting the beginning of a civil war. And that could be a spark. Although I think a lot of the stuff that we're seeing in LA, okay, a lot of these are contrived, incidences. I don't think they're organic. When we saw the LA riots of 1992, I watched it very carefully when Bill Curtis did a tremendous documentary on this, The Anatomy of a Riot. And it was organic. It was organic. People were generally pissed and they said, we're not taking this anymore. And they rioted. I understood their frustration. I don't like the method. It was 65 people were killed in these riots. This riot, I don't believe, is very much organic. I think some people who might have related interests, family members caught up in the dragnet and so forth, that part is organic. But a lot of it's contrived, as we know. And I don't think this has the potential to spread far and wide like the LA riots did, where they were rioting from downtown LA all the way out to Long Beach. I don't think that's going to happen. Yesterday, they had two scenes of major scenes of major disturbance. Trump, however, though, I think is doing the right thing to keep the peace. Bring in substantial force, protect the ICE agents, and make these rioters who are engaging in throwing Molotov cocktails at police, basically, is what they're doing. They need to stop that. And this is where we are now. Will it spread? There are some people that will try to formulate the spread. So I would say, excuse me, yes, we will see this spread. Should Trump back down? No, but I think they need to be more selective. And I know that's going to anger some of you. You want one big butterfly net and just swoop everybody up that's here illegally and kick them out. That is a political nightmare. It's also a huge impracticability. We don't have the resources to do this, and you need to prioritize dangerous people, threat to public safety, and limit the dragnet that makes mistakes and be willing to correct your mistakes. Now, along those lines, don't you find it interesting that the Maryland Father of the Year, as the media was promoting him, is now back on charges of trafficking? And this is from a grand jury indictment. This is not the Trump administration. They reacted to the indictment. They set up the grand jury, yes, but the grand jury, made up of people like you and me, delivered an indictment. And I think it's a good move. It's saying, okay, we're going to follow rule of law here, and we'll try him on the merits of his actions and not the perceived opinion in the media that he is the father of the year. I don't know where this is going to go, and I always say presumption of innocence until proven guilty. So I'm not going to judge. But I'll say this, there's a lot of smoke in this case, and often where there's smoke, where there's fire. We'll have to see where this goes. But this event has the potential, if there is a criminal conviction, to set off another wave of violent protests. Will they be contrived or organic? I think probably mostly contrived, and like we see in LA, a little organic. But how many contrived and slightly organic riots do you have in a country till you're in full civil insurrection? Is it two cities? Is it 10 cities? Is it 20 cities to where it's not safe to go to public events? And now you bring in the terrorism aspect of real bona fide terrorists that are across our borders. Iran has bragged, we have 12 hit teams in America. I don't know if that's true, but they're saying it. And this statement comes from their leaders, their religious leaders, the mullahs. And this is something we need to take very seriously. And the people, some of these people that are getting caught up in the organic part of it, I understand that they have family members and friends and so forth, and they're afraid it could come to them. I understand why they're protesting. I get why they are. I don't agree with it, but I understand why they're doing it. What I don't understand is how any average person could support this, because ultimately we're all at risk from domestic terrorism this summer. It's coming. I can't talk to a federal official. I can't talk to a retired federal official like my partner, Doug Thornton, without hearing this is coming. And you know what their greatest fear is? It's going to be a grid down in some areas. That's their greatest fear. And I think it's a legit fear. The mullahs are saying assassinations. We'll see. If that happens, I don't know there's a place on the face of the earth where the mullahs can hide. But we live in very volatile times. And so we always say, okay, Dave, do you have any solutions? Or are you one of those disinfo guys that you talk about that has no solutions and you only want to depress us into hopelessness? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. First of all, you need to protect yourself. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. You don't know if confinement for safety is going to come, and you need to prepare for if it does. I talked about that again yesterday and the day before. I'm mentioning again today. The next thing I would say is invoke the power of Jesus Christ. Pray for peace. Pray for a peaceful resolution of this. You know, I don't want to turn on the news tomorrow and see, oh, 10 National Guardsmen were shot and 50 people were shot in the crowd who did it. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that at all. So pray for peace. and pray that God restores this nation free from terrors. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. There's a full-blown collapse and regime change going on inside of China. We're going to have to break it down into segments today. It's very serious. It's kind of interesting how we're going through the LA situation. And I think we're going to see more LAs across the country. And now China is going through what they're going through. We're going to pinpoint it for you right here. But major change is on the way. Before you get out your USA chant and flag, I'm going to talk about the ramifications because they can be very, very, very serious. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We pray for peace. We work for peace. We don't like to see what's going on, but we're here to report it so you can prepare for it, because in a later segment today, there are real implications for America that even go beyond the geopolitical and go into the military. It's much more serious than that for the average person. We're going to pause for a second and tell you about our sponsor. We're brought to you by Body Align. And now they got a great sale today. Buy one, get one free, or 75% off the sale. So you get your choice. Now, I use the EMF Defense for the phone because I don't want to die of glioblastoma. It's frequency-based, blocks bad frequency. And I also use the Ultimate Wellness Band for energy. It's, again, frequency-based, all natural, can't harm you. Don't wear it to bed because it will wake you up. But it is really, really good. Now, I don't need the sleep patch. I could sleep on an elevator, according to my wife, and that's probably true. If I needed it, I would use it, and also to the pain relief. Well, fortunately, I don't need it, but if I did, I would use it. These are four products here that fall under this umbrella. Find out more by going to BodyAlign, A-L-I-G-N, BodyAlign.com/Dave Hodges. That's BodyAlign.com/Dave Hodges. There are tons of images on X and interviews with people like Gordon Chang. Gordon Chang, and I reported this a few weeks ago, he said Xi Jinping is probably not sleeping very well, and he's probably sleeping with one eye open. He's right. This is serious, serious, serious. But let's talk about the state that China is in right now economically, because it lays the foundation for later reports on this today. Okay, very quickly here, you're going to see in the thumbnail here, Chinese mall, major mall in downtown Beijing, empty, empty. The streets are empty. It's unbelievable what's going on. Now, I'm going to give you a stat that is widely coming out of China and being picked up by Chinese dissidents in America, reporting on places like YouTube and Rumble and X. And what, here's what they're saying collectively. I spent the evening and the morning looking at this, and there's a really consistent theme. Numbers vary, but between 85 and 93% of all business in Beijing, a city of 20 million people, those businesses are closed. Now, they try to reopen. They try to renegotiate lease agreements. But they don't have any consumer base. The people are broke. They're broke. This economy has failed. And on top of that, let's bring in something we've reported on before. We've got the Chinese youth, well, youth, young adults, ages 21 to 40. And what they're saying is we don't want any part of the system. Well, there isn't much of a system to join. But several months ago when this started, let it lie flat, let it rot, Ben Loy, those things that we talked about before, where a lot of the Chinese youth, an estimated 3 out of every 4, are living at home with their parents, becoming domestic engineers, maybe doing slight side jobs, you know, kind of black market, not illegal, but black market kind of stuff, not formal employment, because they want no part of the Xi Jinping economy, which is exploitive. I mean, there was a deal, we reported on this last year. China used to have a huge tutoring business, absolutely phenomenally large. And people from the middle class go get tutored, get their standardized test scores up, get into good universities, get good paying jobs. Well, some of the party officials under Xi Jinping says, we got to stop this because those kids from the lowlifes are competing with our upper echelon kids, and we can't have that. So they closed all the tutoring. This has created alienation. Then there's the economic devastation. What's bringing the economic devastation about? The tariffs. Well, let's back up. The economy of China was already in trouble last year before Trump ever took office. Now, I have reason to believe, and we're going to close with this thought, and we're going to develop this thought as we go through this theme today. I believe that it's likely that Trump is conspiring with Chinese officials in the CCP, particularly the group they call the Elders in the Central Planning Committee. I believe they're conspiring with Trump to bring down Xi Jinping. It doesn't mean that we're out of the woods in terms of fighting China on two fronts. Let me give you the first one. Xi Jinping still has some control over the military, although we're going to get into that in our next segment. It's really eroding. Second thing, could Xi Jinping start a war with the existing control he does enjoy? The answer is yes. I don't know how well coordinated it would be. I don't know the masses it would come to play. I don't know if the Central Planning Committee would move to stop it. But can he? Yes. And that would be the action of a dictator in decline to start a war. That's a classic response. The other thing we need to be concerned about is it's pretty clear that there is a soft coup going on right now. We're going to develop that as we go through the day as well. Will a new regime have an autocratic dictator, and will they feel the best way to unify the people and boost the economy temporarily is to go to war? Wars are good for economies early on. Later, they're devastating. But China, they need to get through the crisis right now. And I think there's a high probability that a regime change could result in a conflict in the South China Sea. So we'll see. Now, I favor the Xi Jinping starting the war if that's the way it goes, because his forces are already intimidating U.S. personnel in the South China Sea, Australia, Vietnam, South Korea, Japan, and the Philippines. He's antagonizing them all. He's on a pre-war footing, and not to mention, they're practicing blockade techniques around Taiwan. Very confusing situation right now with lots of moving parts, but Xi Jinping will not be in power, I don't think, much beyond July. We'll talk about that as well. Upcoming pieces. Stay tuned, folks. There's a lot going on. Hey, check out our newsletter, thecommonsenseshow.com. One-stop shopping, completely free. Over 50,000 people belong. And you only have to come back once a day to your email to find out everything we're doing, because everything we do will be on that email. TheCommonSenseShow.com, upper right-hand corner, click the newsletter link, put your email in, and you'll be part of the family. Thanks for joining us. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, make sure you check out our TV show, TheCommonSenseShow.tv. Got lots of new entries and our ever-popular and really kind of a new show, 3 months old, Hips Hiding in Plain Sight. People say that is an awesome show. Says it kind of reminds them of the old Art Bell show with, of course, my influence. Art and I were different individuals, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Go to thecommonsenseshow.tv, sign up today. Well, as far as China goes, get out the big eraser. A seismic change in world power is about ready to happen. And we're going to lay it out for you right here on the show. First of all, we are brought to you by a great, great sponsor. I don't lose sleep at night because I'm worried about the dollar collapsing. Oh, I'm worried about the dollar collapsing and the effect it's going to have on the general economy, but not so much what it's going to have on me. Now, no one's going to come through this without some bruises, but I'm largely protected and you can be too. We're going to get into that in just a minute. But there's a reason why you want to be with Noble Gold. I've laid out some reasons for you. One, you can protect your retirement. If the banks start to go down, they can keep your money under the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010. So why not get your retirement away from the bank, put it under your control, back it with precious metals? And you, oh, that make, can you do that? Yeah, you can do that. Noble Gold can do that for you. And you'll continue to grow while the dollar and retirements end up disappearing. You can also protect your savings. Dodd-Frank again. You can grow your portfolio. Investing in gold and silver is the best way to go right now. Gold is number one. Silver is soon going to be a close second because it's the darling mineral of AI and also climate change technology. Then you get into the great hedge against inflation because of the investment, and then great tax advantages. Reduce your taxable income too by the amount that you put in your own retirement. See, this is really cool. I like this. And protects against inflation. Right now, the way things are in the bank, if you have $100,000 in the bank by 2031, it'll be worth 50. Don't go that route. Noble Gold can help you redirect. No pressure, no call centers. Okay, but also too, I have to be honest, there's never any guarantees, and we have to give that warning according to the FTC. But I will say this. I've been a customer at Noble Gold for 7, going on 8 years. Been an advertiser for 8 to 9. I have complete confidence in them. I'm doing another deal this week. So open up a qualified account. And when you do, you'll get a free 10-ounce silver American flag bar. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. I'll send you out a free information packet. Or you can simply call them directly at 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Tell them that Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show sent you. Get the eraser out. Xi Jinping is being systematically erased. First of all, starting on May the 20th, he disappeared for almost 2 weeks. Then suddenly he reappeared. Oh my. What happened in that time? Prior to this, I have, and now I've learned, and most of us were in the same boat, inaccurately reporting that Xi Jinping was purging his own military. No. His military attempted to wrestle back the power he had lost because of the elders on the Central Planning Committee. Xi Jinping's been stripped. I'll get into the details in a minute. But there was a notable death, and it's absolutely amazing here. The general's name was Shi Qian, and he was responsible for trying to reestablish Xi's power that he had lost. China's going through a systematic separation of powers, kind of like executive, judicial, legislative. Well, they're going through military, political, social, cultural, economic. And Xi was the head of all of this, unprecedented. Since Mao Zedong, no one's had that amount of power. And now it's been taken away from him. Well, the previously mentioned general was trying to restore his power. And he ended up mysteriously dead with all kinds of controversial and contradictory reporting on his death. Suicide, no, he died of a heart attack jogging, no, he did this, no, he did that. And then, boom, on June the 4th, they reported his death from natural causes in the Chinese media, and he died at 12:12 p.m. Now, you're thinking, okay, Dave, why are you making a big deal out of the time, 12:12 p.m.? In Chinese history, first going back to 1936, there was the what they called the 12:12 coup that really established the Chinese as a dominant power. Pretty amazing. This was symbolic speak that the power base would understand what this meant, even though the general public, except for a few aware, may not. There was also in Korea a what they called a 12-12 revolution sometime later. This is Chinese parlance for a coup has taken place. And the man that they attached this time of death to symbolically was the man trying to get Xi back in power. Now, how do we know he was out of power? On June 1st is National Children's Day. Xi would make an address. Party officials would write letters to select students across the country. Xi would go out and be seen on the playground with children, playing with them and so forth. Nada. Nothing. Now, let's say Xi was sick and bedridden. They could have gone back and pulled out the past couple of years and done a montage and said, here he is. They could have taken a statement from him while they showed children and played his voice. They didn't. He was completely and conspicuously absent. Now, how big is this day? It's the equivalent in China to the State of the Union address. Can you imagine if Trump didn't show up for the next State of the Union address? Do you think people would notice and talk? That's what happened. Then we get into mainstream Chinese media, crickets chirping. They'll start out with stories in the past several days. Well, Xi Jinping's initiative on the dams and taking care of the ecology of the rivers, and they'll mention it, but no pictures of him. Always, when they feature the Chinese propaganda, Xi Jinping is prominently mentioned, quoted, and pictured without exception. Never an exception. You click on the link and you go deeper into the article, it just gets into what the event is with no mention of Xi Jinping other than the introductory. He started this. This is called the systematic removal. Now, in other publications, he's been obliterated altogether. And in the upper theme, when you have, the headings and so forth and the symbols and this, it's always his picture. It's gone. It's gone. Pretty interesting stuff. Now, let me tell you what some dissidents that live here in America who don't like China, so they have that bias, and I wanted to expose that before I present this. But they collectively are saying a couple of things. They're reading the tea leaves. They have some limited communication. And this is what they've come up with. They believe that there are a few scenarios that could be followed, but they all agree on how this is going to end. One, Xi Jinping stays the president, but it's for ceremonial purposes only, kind of like the King of England. Okay. The other is they allow him to gracefully leave power, and they'll probably use health reasons as the excuse. The third is they just flat take him out. Now, there's a fourth one. They may allow him to resign, fate unknown. Depends what he agrees to. If he causes trouble, tries to get back into power, starts bad mouthing, they're going to take him out. The dissidents that you look at here that are writing about this believe that they're going to take him out. He may be able to extradite, maybe go to Russia. They would allow that. The date that I keep hearing is July 18th is the drop dead date for him to make a decision. Now you're thinking, why don't they just take him out? Well, okay, here's what they've been doing. We know that there's been an unusual amount of disappearing Chinese generals and admirals. I mistakenly thought it was people against Xi, and he just said, "You're gone." They're cutting his legs out from under him. It's the power base and the CCP, and we'll talk about who that leadership is in the next presentation and segment. It's the power base that's erasing these people. They're cutting out his support. There's an old saying in China that I've come across that said, kill one to send a message to 100. This seems to be what they're doing. They're cutting out his legs. These people that have been deposed, we saw the defense minister publicly, they don't ever do this. They publicly humiliate. I watched the video of him being escorted out of a party meeting, and Xi's there watching, and he and Xi are close allies. Xi is not running the show. Xi has been erased. How this is going to end is probably up to him. Now, why don't they just take him out? That's the fundamental question. And as I researched this and implied what I think is probably likely, he still has enough support. Xi still has enough support in the military that if they took him out, there could be a civil war. They don't want that. They're systematically removing him and sending messages, and they're giving him a choice. And they're eroding his support. You know what's interesting too? Something's come up. Some of these officials, and I should have mentioned this, they continually go for health reasons to Hospital 301. Oh my gosh. I'll tell you, visions of other things here in America have come to light that I can't mention. But they go to Hospital 301, and these cells are padded. There's no sharp objects. They can't do away with themselves. And a lot of these guys mysteriously die from natural causes who are supporters of Xi in Hospital 301. We're seeing a full-fledged coup. But they don't want to bring in the possibility of a civil war, so they're doing this systematically. What's caused this? Well, 70% of the youth don't want any part of China. There's capital flight leaving the country. There are capitalists leaving China. First, they send the kids off to a foreign school. Mama goes to check on them. Daddy goes to a business trip. They unite. They got their money. They're in good shape. China's sick of that part of it. They're also tired of the economic decline. They also wanted someone who would negotiate without a hard line with Trump because their economy's now been destroyed. Beijing is the word for it's worth is there a word worse than economic depression? Because that's what's going on in Beijing. 20 million people with an estimated 85 to 93% of the businesses closed. 20 million people in that situation. The military has moved in. I've seen the pictures. Kind of funny. Military moves into Beijing. American military moves into LA, although a different set of circumstances for now. Xi Jinping, his days are numbered. He has at most 6 weeks. How's this going to end? Well, let's talk about what the ramifications are for the United States in the next segment. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. We are brought to you by this great BioTrust product. They research everything so well. And that product looks like this. It's powder you put into your drink. You stir it up. It's odorless, tasteless. And what does it do? It replaces lost collagen. Now, most of these products are worthless because they're not proprietary. They're not based on research. They're based on hocus pocus. This is the real deal. This works. It takes the five types of collagen, blends it into one, crosses the blood-brain barrier, and begins to replace collagen. Now, why is that important? Collagen is the elixir of youth. And when you lose it, hair falls out, wrinkles start, your joints are miserable, you lack energy. Replace the collagen, of which you've lost over half by the time you're in middle age, and all this starts to rebound. Now you say, well, how do I know this works? Well, first of all, they're going to give you a great financial deal, 51% off. The second thing they're going to do is give you a 60-day, no questions asked, money back guarantee. And you're saying, oh, that's enough time to know if the product works. Exactly. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a really interesting report here. The ramifications of the change of leadership in China, and this is not good. China has stopped exporting rare earth minerals, and I think this is probably the most serious thing that we are looking at. And you're saying, well, why is that important? Well, basically, everything we're doing now, technologically and new, with AI, okay, with mining, with climate mitigation, with all the things that we're doing, you need rare earth minerals, car manufacturing, and this has stopped. Now, we have the resources. We've reported about huge lithium deposits, the biggest in the world in northern Nevada. The problem is it would take years to get that infrastructure going and to replace what we get out of China. I believe this is being perpetrated by the new Chinese leadership that's transitioning Xi Jinping out of power, and they're sending a message to the United States. And they're sending a clear message about the tariffs. Now, late in May, the mainstream media didn't cover this hardly at all, barely. Fox News gave it a brief mention that there was virtual shutdown in the American auto industry because of some of these things. Well, it's going to happen again. Getting cars is going to be almost impossible. The prices of used cars, it's going to like what we saw in the pandemic. They're going to escalate to the roof. So we're in a position where we're going to have to negotiate with new leadership. The other thing that we're, well, by the way, too, this also explains why Trump is in the Congo supporting a ruthless dictator because he's giving us access to minerals, why Trump was so insistent on a mineral deal with Zelensky. I mean, all this is starting to come into play to explain that Trump knew that this was coming. The other thing that we're looking at right now, too, is if, excuse me, the Chinese economy is in such absolute freefall, and it very well may be. The only way to rescue it is to start a war. This is scary stuff. And the blockade movements that we're seeing, rehearsals that we're seeing around Taiwan with naval and air forces, this may very well be not from Xi Jinping, but from this regime that's taking over. Now, if Xi Jinping still has military power left, I don't think he does. But if he did, he could be ordering this too, and he'd be more inclined to start a conflict to stay in power and do some revision of the economy. When economies go to war, unless they're being crushed militarily, they profit. People go to work, food on the table. It quells a lot of the citizen unrest. So both sides of this Chinese issue have a reason for conflict. Trump is a strong president, but he's going to be tremendously challenged by the events in China. Tell me what you think. Leave a comment. Where do you think this is going? I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter. TheCommonSenseShow.com is where you go. Upper right-hand corner, click on the newsletter link, put in your email, and you'll get an update of everything that we do in the previous 24 hours. One-stop shopping enjoyed by over 50,000 people. And best of all, it's completely free. We'll see you over there. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. All right, we have a lot to clean up here on Aisle Common Sense. We're going to push one story back a segment on what you can do about the government, county governments across this country collateralizing your home against the debt. And this is important, but something has come to my attention. And some people think this is the beginning of a civil war. I'm not willing to embrace that yet, but I'm saying the potential was just established. And I do not want, excuse me, I do not want to see this. We have courts for a reason. Our sponsor is BioTrust, and they make this great product called Ageless Multi-Collagen. And the lack of collagen, by the time you get to middle age, by the way, you've lost over half of it, but the lack of collagen actually causes you to wrinkle, to get bad spots, joint pain, lack of energy, hair falling out. If you had collagen replacement, you could stop aging as fast as you are. Well, this is the product that works. Five types of collagen blended into one. It crosses the blood-brain barrier and begins to affect. Now, you say, well, how do I know it works, Dave? Good question. First, they're giving you a great price, 51% off. Second, 60-day money-back guarantee. Doesn't take that long for this to work. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. I'm in shock. And I'm in shock because of this traitor. And this is not a name-calling exercise. This man is committing treason with his words. Incitement to violence could be an offshoot of this. And I want to read to you a post from Homeland Security that was on X, and I happened to catch it when I was posting something else from U.S. Homeland Security. Update, civil war. Their words, not mine. This is the Department of Homeland Security. Update, civil war. Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonnell releases a statement after an ICE raid earlier today saying that his entire department will not cooperate or assist ICE in any way. He implied that his troops may be used against federal officials. Whoa. Police chief is pictured here, if you can see it. Let's scroll down here and take a look at this. I think that some of these questions are really timely here. Did the members of the Los Angeles Police Department take an oath to of office to the department, or take an oath to the chief, or to the U.S. Constitution and the laws of the state and laws of the country? Very good. Now, there's even a bigger act of illegality from Gavin Newsom. He came out and said, we're considering not sending the federal tax money that we collect to Washington. Well, first of all, I got to say this. It's a governor who is $1.6 trillion in debt. Now, and he's got a lot of investigations hanging over his head, like, where'd the $28 billion go for the homeless? How come you haven't laid with all that hundreds of millions of dollars you got to lay high-speed rail track? Why didn't you lay 1 inch of track? He's got his problems right there. But that aside, Gavin Newsom is talking about breaking the law. He can go to court. He can fight against ICE and ICE policies. And if he feels it's the right thing to do, I'd encourage him to do it. I don't encourage him to break the law. And with this police chief, he should be immediately fired. Anytime you insinuate action against federal officials, you need to be held accountable. You need to be fired. And I'm not overstating this. I'm not embellishing it. I'm not trying to dramatize it. You, as a police officer, McDonald, you raised your right hand and you swore an oath to the Constitution, and you just broke that oath. And you're encouraging lawlessness that we saw where ICE agents had to use non-lethal weapons just to protect themselves. And I saw on film where the ICE office in LA was severely vandalized while the police stood around and did nothing. I'm not okay with this. And I'm on the record saying, yeah, show me a rapist, a murderer, DUI. You show me that, and I'll say, yeah, okay, they got to go. Either that or just put them in prison in this country. Yeah, I'm not in favor of the wholesale deportation. One, it's not practical. Two, it creates the wrong image. But as you're going after violent criminals, the police have an obligation to help, and you think they'd want these people off the street. You talk to other people who are here without documentation and ask them, do you want the government to let them do what they're doing? Of course they don't. No one does, except for the mayor of LA, the governor of California, and the police chief of LA. They're encouraging. I agree with Homeland Security. This is civil war talk, and it needs to be shut down. And Gavin Newsom needs to be summoned to Washington and read the Riot Act. This is how you're going to govern your state. You're going to follow the law. And if you don't like what we're doing, then file an action with the Supreme Court. And he certainly has the right to do that. And if he feels he's been wrong, I would encourage him to do it. But civil war talk needs to go. People need to pay for it with their jobs. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're brought to you by, well, the I Want My Health Back. And I do. Do you? I did. Couldn't walk up a flight of stairs with RSV, strip lung linings. Terrible prognosis. This brought me back. Started to work out hard. Old joint problems resurfaced. This overcame them. Today I can do anything I want. Fine lines and wrinkles, and I almost cut my finger off. I should have had stitches. I'm using the cream. It's sealing. It's sealing, keeping it covered for sanitary purposes, but this worked on that. And like I said, fine lines and wrinkles together with the starter pack, all three, 15% off. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, my. We have a friend we need to look at, but he's not a friend of the American people who love justice. This is Hakeem Jeffries. He is the minority Democratic leader in the House of Representatives. Being the so-called minority versus majority leader means this: minority has nothing to do with his race. The Democrats are less numerous than the Republicans, so their leader is called the minority leader. He has a profound position of importance in the House of Representatives. My goodness, I could not believe what I heard. Let's go back and I'll set the stage. When you see Sinaloa cartel in the old videos, and the Mexican police or National Guard, federales, whatever agency in Mexico is going after them, what do you see? You see masks around the faces of the authorities. The reason being, and most people already know this, that they don't want to be identified lest the cartel identifies them and goes and kills them and their family. Make sense? Okay. Now, Our ICE agents, when they're deporting MS-13, TDA, and so you're dealing with cartel. This is why they're masking. They're not ashamed of what they're doing. They're not trying to hide what they're doing. They don't want to be identified by potential cartel interests in the same manner that Mexican law enforcement does as well. Okay, now, would you not agree that the identification of these people would endanger not just the agents involved, but their family members? With that in mind, Hakeem Jeffries addresses this issue.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach and are trying to hide their identities from the American people
It's not the American people. Again, it's the cartel.
will be unsuccessful in doing that. This is America. This is not the Soviet Union. We're not behind the Iron Curtain. This is not the 1930s. And every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will of course be identified. That, in fact, is the law.
What's not?
And we're going to make sure.
Many times, SWAT team members, when they're going after organized crime, non-cartel, they wear masks too. It's not the law. He's telling a bold-faced lie.
That the American people have the transparency necessary to hold people accountable.
Okay, so please tell me, if you take the mask off and you identify the people, what has that helped? These people are carrying out the edicts of the Constitution regarding immigration and the orders of ultimately President Trump. So why are they subject to identification and danger? This is amazing. This is reprehensible and I believe illegal behavior.
When there are folks who cross the line
What line?
here in America, that's what's going to happen. And as I mentioned earlier, and I spoke to Congressman Nadler about this, our first priorities are always going to be making sure the person who was on the front line is in the best possible place to move forward. That's the case with LaMonica McGivern, and it is also the case with Congressman Nadler's brave, young, patriotic staffer. And we've got to address those issues first. That's the human thing to do, while simultaneously, of course, preparing to deal with the broader policy implications, which, as I mentioned, are underway. Thanks. Go back to this side.
This man should be censored. Yes, it's called CENSURED, censored, not as in censorship. He should be taken out of Congress. He wants to pose a real and clear and present danger to not just the agents for the reasons I've stated, but to their families. Now, there are times, this is something that didn't make the news. Doug Thornton told me about this when his DHS Border Patrol guy, cartel, came to his house. Threatened his family with an inch of their life if he didn't do certain things. It's already happened on our side of the border. They can reach out and touch someone. And Hakeem Jeffries doesn't care. This man needs to be dealt with legally. This is performing a clear and present danger. Do you know it's against the law if you know a police officer's address and phone number to give it out? For the same reason, because they engage in behavior to keep the public safe, that could come back to haunt them, since someone would be able to track them down. What do you think should be done to Hakeem Jeffries? Keep it reasonable. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.